This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 60. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of AnnuityStraightTalk.com. Switched it up a little bit for any of those who like to watch the video. I've changed camera angles, maybe face the camera a little more directly so you guys see me down a lot of times looking down because I'm looking at my screen. So gonna get used to this one. I think it's a better shot. We got Buster the Mule Deer on the wall behind us, and I am framed by the brow tines of my elk. I got the head back, the elk that I got during bow season. So it's pretty interesting. It's big, so I can't just put it anywhere. I gotta be careful because it's unsturdy, but it's not as big as it looks because it's real close to the camera and I'm a ways away, but I'm right in the middle of his brow tines. See, I can barely reach out and touch it. That's how close it is to you. So it is a nice one, but it's not as big as it looks here. Anyway, so a lot of people have asked, they said, want to see it. So I thought, oh, what the heck? It'll frame the shot today. So episode 60, man, it's been a long road, 60 episodes right now. And so for this one, I'm going back to something really basic for people. And again, I've talked to a lot of people about this, is the writing and the videos and all that stuff. It's a way for me to compress time. And so a lot of people ask questions via email. And if I wrote it out every single time, then I'd write the same thing hundreds and hundreds of times. If I have a newsletter for it or a podcast or an example, then it's much easier to do. And so it's not that I'm being lazy. It's just that it gets repetitive for me and you realize that, but I understand everybody starts from a different spot. So this week I wanted to talk about the question, like a lot of people get a hold of me and they'll see a video and, hey, that sounds really good. And they'll say, well, but I don't know anything about annuities. So they don't know whether what I'm saying is true or what someone else is saying is true. Obviously what I say contradicts a lot of other people. They see it a little bit differently than me. And I'll just tell you right now that I'm right and they're wrong in most cases. But actually, in most cases, it's just out of context. So what I say, you know, what I say for you might not necessarily work the same way for another person. Two people can use the same product in very different ways. And so I don't mean to say I'm always right and they're always wrong, but individual preferences and circumstances will dictate a different explanation for why one thing works over another. So this is one. So if you're any of those people say, I don't know anything about annuities, this podcast is for you. So I'm going to share my screen and show you, because I wrote this newsletter out and it's kind of a long one. This idea came from a piece of another newsletter. The newsletter was Annuities Are Not Just for Income, because a lot of people think that. And so when you evaluate annuities, you see one deal, a lot of people don't know what all the other pieces are. So people that don't know anything about annuities are typically probably think it's more complicated than it really is. That's mostly true for even pretty seasoned people that know exactly what they're looking at. But if you haven't done any homework before, that's where you might come into this. I would say 95% of the people that contact me have been to a sales meeting, dinner seminar, a pitch of some sort. And without knowing anything, they get this product and they have no idea whether that's, I mean, it might be a great deal. And I've seen that sometimes. It might not be a very good deal at all. And so if that's where you start the education process, you need to back up and, if possible, even forget that you had that conversation. So I'm not trying to be patronizing to anybody about this, but this is pretty simple and straightforward information. If this pops up in the future, and maybe this will be kind of one of the first emails I send to people, hey, go check this video out and learn about annuities. Because a lot of people will, for like on my site, they'll see the flex strategy first and they think, oh, wow, that's really cool. And then they go meet with an investment manager. Annuities are terrible. And they don't have the background or the information to decide for them which advice to look at. So this is going to be my go-to newsletter podcast for anybody who asks the question. All right. So first and foremost, annuities are for protection. If there is something you want to protect financially in retirement, then an annuity is likely a very good tool for the job. Asset protection, income, all that stuff. So there are three types here. So income annuities offer guaranteed lifetime income and protect you from running out of money. Variable annuities, no matter what anybody says, they were originally created to protect growth and capital gains from taxes. So it was a tax shelter for anybody who had non-qualified money they wanted to invest in the stock market. That was the very primary purpose of variable annuities. Fixed and fixed index annuities protect you from market volatility. Now, I don't know about you, but income taxes and preservation of assets all kind of sound like what a lot of you guys are concerned about in retirement. Anything else is probably closely related to those. But there is more complexity to it as well. So back up again, just a little bit more. There are two different types of annuities. It's either immediate or deferred. Every annuity can be classified by either immediate or deferred. So immediate annuities are an exchange of premium for lifetime income payments. You give the insurance company money and they send you monthly, quarterly, or annual checks for the rest of your life. And you decide at what frequency you want those. So that is an immediate annuity in exchange for premium for income payments. Deferred annuities allow you to wait until the insurance company starts sending you income payments. So you get to wait a period of years, sometime 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. During the deferral period, your expected income is going to grow by a factor. So it's going to be more income the longer you wait, just like Social Security is. Okay. Immediate annuities are simple and straightforward, with a few internal options that make them more desirable for anyone who doesn't want to just hand money over to an insurance company. Like an immediate annuity, if you know, a straight life annuity with no guarantee on the back end, it's guaranteed income payment. So if you die in 3 months, the money's gone. But there are things you can do, period certain. You can guarantee it for a period of years, put protections in there. The most important thing to understand is that deferred annuities are very open-ended and offer many options. They all have provisions for guaranteed lifetime income. A lot of people catch this in a contract, although I don't necessarily talk about it in every sales situation. So they have a provision for guaranteed lifetime income, but they also offer a number of living benefits. A deferred annuity, which I would say most of my clients, 90%+ of them just have simple deferred annuities. Doesn't mean they're planning on taking income. You can wait. You don't ever have to do it. So within deferred annuities, you've got the variable annuities, originally created to shield market assets, market investments from taxes. Fixed annuities are like a CDE. A lot of you guys know what those are. A multi-year guarantee, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, guaranteed fixed rate. That's it. If it's IRA money, you don't get any additional tax deferral. But if it's better for bank money, the CDs, you pay annual taxes. The annuities offer tax deferral. That's what, you know, variable annuities were good for that. Fixed index and fixed index annuities. Fixed index annuities is just a fixed annuity, but it leverages the guaranteed rate. And you say, let's go for more on the upside with an index. That's all you're doing there. So your individual preferences direct you toward the product that is best for you. You may be limited by the options you have simply because of who you ask. Insurance guys, I'm an insurance guy. We sell fixed and fixed index annuities and immediate annuities. Investment managers sell variable annuities, generally speaking, while a lot of them are getting into selling fixed products. My goal, no matter what I sell and where I make money, is to make sure you understand. I've probably had several dozen people over the years say, hey, I've got this variable annuity. I really like this, 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 and this. And I say, hey, as long as you understand the product and you know what you're getting into, go for it. You know, do it. I'm not trying to make money. I'm just trying to help that person. They know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. They've got a product they like. They understand the ups and the downs, and they're going to go for it. I don't need to try to sell them anything. Also, there's some people that say, well, I went to Fidelity and asked them about annuities, and they had this MetLife fixed, or they had a fixed annuity, and they had an immediate annuity from MetLife and something from New York Life, and that's about it. They said they don't really have anything. Now, I can't tell you specifically what Fidelity as an asset manager offers as far as annuities. They do have some stuff, but it is limited, right? So that's why this website is probably pretty good for people, because you're going to get a fair look at all the different options, specifically this newsletter. You'll see what is available in the world of annuities. So mentioned before, deferred annuities, deferred income for a period of time. That income provision is what makes them annuities. So when I said 90%+ of the people that I work with, my clients, have deferred annuities, because you have the choice to take that option and many never take it. If you want a no fee contract because you don't like paying fees and a fixed or a fixed index interest crediting, then you don't ever have to turn on the income. You can just sit it, let it grow over time. Defer taxes, maybe take a little bit here and there if you want. You have the choice to whether to exercise the option or to never take it. And a lot of people don't. This is why you find so much flexibility in deferred annuities. The confusion comes from additional riders, which are additional benefits that can be used with a deferred annuity. This is everybody knows. You got bonuses, income, all that stuff. Fixed annuities offer a simple guaranteed interest rate for a number of years and don't typically have additional bells and whistles, but fixed index and variable annuities have several riders that can be added for additional benefit. I'm going to start with variable annuities. We'll do it one product at a time. It's all kind of the same. So variable annuities all come with mortality and expense fee that guarantee the initial investment against market losses as a death benefit. That is one of the benefits of variable annuities. So if you put $100,000 in, the market corrects by 40%, you're down to 60. If you croak when that happens, then you're going to, your heirs will get the 100,000 you put in. You won't suffer market losses on the death benefit. So that's, it's actually a pretty nice inheritance tool if you want to take the risk, but not risk the principal to your heirs. So there are additional riders you can attach to variable annuities, and these are pretty simple. Guaranteed lifetime income allows you to take guaranteed income payments for life regardless of market performance. As you withdraw money, the market investment needs to outperform the withdrawals and fees. With poor performance, you may well drain the account to zero at some point, but with this rider, you will still get your income payments. No matter what happens to the market investments, you are guaranteed a set level of income. Enhanced death benefits as well. So you've got the mortality and expense fees that protect your initial principal, but if you take money out, that benefit is going to reduce by the money you took out. You can add enhanced death benefits, which are not affected by income payments and withdrawals, okay? So you could say you put $100,000 in, they're going to give you $5,000 per year for life. And even if you're withdrawing money and paying fees, when you die, your heirs are guaranteed to get no less than $100,000. So guaranteed income, market participation, and guarantee that you'll pass all the money to your heirs. Those are the three hallmarks of variable annuities. And I mean, that's a pretty valuable benefit, to be honest with you. Ask an investment manager and they'll tell you you're crazy, but you say it's in a variable annuity. Now, one thing I forgot to add here, which is going to go, I'll put in before I do the newsletter. There's also long-term care benefits, which is a long-term care enhancement to income riders. There's also such thing, it's a completely separate topic, as long-term care, qualified long-term care annuities, which are a very different thing. And I've got, that one's covered. I looked it up. It's episode 5, all the way back at the beginning with Ashok and I. We looked at long-term care and annuities. So I'll put a link to that in this and I'll add long-term care as a benefit to that. So just additional things. So the long-term care is an enhancement to your guaranteed lifetime income payments. That's something that should be in there and I don't have it written in there just yet. So don't need to go into too much trouble. This is all covered in a simple guide to variable annuities that I wrote May 7th of 2021. It was about a 5-page document. I posted it as a newsletter. I'm not going to recreate the whole thing. There's a link to it right here if you want to go to the newsletter and you can read that if you're interested in learning more about variable annuities. I go into all of it, okay? Now, when it comes to fixed index annuities, you got the same options as variable annuities, so it's not like I need to go repeat this, okay? You've got enhanced death benefits. You've got guaranteed income. It all costs money. That's where the fees come from in index annuities, is a fee for an additional benefit. If you don't want the fee, you don't take the benefit. So it's nothing more than an additional guarantee you place in the contract. So you, with the contract, you get guarantee a principal. If you want to add something, okay, well, I like guaranteed principal, but now I want guaranteed income. That's going to cost you something. It costs you money. Nothing of value comes without a price. So the main difference between fixed index and variable annuities is simply how the account performs. Otherwise, for all this stuff, it's the same thing. So one remaining point of confusion regarding deferred annuities that relate to both fixed index annuities and variable annuities. There is a big difference between contractual provisions for guaranteed income and an additional guaranteed income rider. So earlier I talked about the contractual provisions where every deferred annuity can be essentially annuitized, all right? The value can be commuted. So that contractual provision essentially commutes the cash value to an immediate annuity, while the guaranteed income rider allows you to maintain a residual cash balance. One comes for free with the contract, that's the provision, and the additional rider costs money probably because it's more enticing. They added those riders, people said, well, I know I can get guaranteed income, but I don't want to let go of all that cash. They want to see a balance there. So that's where the guaranteed income rider comes in, And those, that's why those are two very different things. So I've got several, I mean, I've talked about the difference between guaranteed income and not in several newsletters and podcasts. One that I did most recently, guaranteed income, yes or no, talking about the difference between when to take guaranteed income, whether you want it, whether you need it, all those things. But I would suggest checking out some of those resources, looking around on the website. Email me if you want some ideas. I can tell you where to look. I will link a couple other newsletters or podcasts in this article so you can go check it out when the email comes out on Saturday. That's when most of you guys will listen to this, so about a week from now. But you guys check that out, and I'll add what I can, but I'm not going to go link 15 newsletters. Nobody's going to do that. Well, I guess I know a couple people that might, but anyway, so if you come up with a request for a topic that hasn't been covered, then you'll have all the benefit of noting that you inspired a podcast that will help a lot of other people, so please send me your ideas, ask technical questions. It may be worthy of a post on its own, and I might sit down for 30 minutes and talk to everybody else about it too. So that's where all this stuff comes from. It comes from you guys. As long as I get the opportunity to answer your questions, you guys inspire me to provide information to other people. Anyway, so this is just, again, annuities are for protection, a basic walk through the individual nature of it. The market is not that complicated. Immediate annuities or deferred annuities. You want income or do you want to just protect the money and go elsewhere? There's a lot of ways to use either one to do a bunch of different things in retirement. And that's why this takes a specialty. And that's why it takes so much time to explain all the different options to people. But I appreciate you guys being here. If you want to chat with me, you can give me a call at 800-438-5121. It's going to ring on my cell phone. It's the only phone I've got. If I can't answer, I won't. So call 24/7 and you may or may not get me. If you want to schedule an appointment, if you want to guarantee that I'm available and for you and only for you in a specific time slot, go to the top right corner of any page on annuitystraighttalk.com and you can get a hold of me there. Check out my calendar and pick a slot. It's super easy. Go ahead and respond to any of the emails I send if you have questions. Or reach out and let's see if we can help you out. So I want to thank you guys all for joining me on this episode. Quick and dirty run through the basics of annuities and how they are meant for protection, and you decide what you want to protect. This has been episode 60. I appreciate you guys stopping by and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Okay, thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.